English 900, Book 2, Tape 9A, Asking About Addresses. Listen. Where do you live? I live on Washington Street. What's your address? I live at 1203 Washington Street. I'm Mr. Smith's next-door neighbor. You live here in the city, don't you? I'm from out of town. How long have you lived here? I've lived here for 5 years. He's known me for over 10 years. I've spoken English all my life. I've already read that book. Has he studied French very long? Have you had breakfast already? Yes, I had breakfast 2 hours ago. Now, repeat. Where do you live? I live on Washington Street. What's your address? I live at 1203 Washington Street. I'm Mr. Smith's next-door neighbor. You live here in the city, don't you? I'm from out of town. How long have you lived here? I've lived here for 5 years. He's known me for over 10 years. I've spoken English all my life. I've already read that book. Has he studied French very long? Have you had breakfast already? Yes, I had breakfast 2 hours ago. Intonation. Listen and repeat. Where do you live? I live on Washington Street. What's your address? I live at 1203 Washington Street. I'm Mr. Smith's next-door neighbor. You live here in the city, don't you? I'm from out of town. How long have you lived here? I've lived here for 5 years. He's known me for over 10 years. I've spoken English all my life. I've already read that book. Has he studied French very long? Have you had breakfast already? Yes, I had breakfast 2 hours ago. Questions and answers. Listen. 1. Where do you live, Harry? I live on Washington Street. 2. What's your address, Edward? I live at 1203 Washington Street. 3.
Do you live near here, Margaret? Yes, I do. I'm Edward's next-door neighbor.
4. You live in the city, don't you? Yes, I do. I live on Washington Street. 5.
Do you live here in the city?
No, I don't. I'm from out of town. 6. How long have you lived here, Henry? I've lived here for about 5 years. 7. How long has Mr. Green known you? He's known me for over 10 years. 8.
How long have you spoken English?
I've spoken English all my life. 9. Do you want to read this book? I've already read that book. 10.
Has John studied French very long?
He studied French for about 5 years. 11. Have you had breakfast already? Yes, I have. I had breakfast 2 hours ago. 12. Have you had lunch already? Yes, I have. I had lunch an hour ago. 13. You've had dinner already, haven't you? Yes, I have. I had dinner at 8 o'clock. 14. How long have you known Bill Jones? I've known him all my life. 15.
How long have you lived in New York?
I've lived in New York for over 10 years. Now, repeat. 1. Where do you live, Harry? I live on Washington Street. 2. What's your address, Edward? I live at 1203 Washington Street. 3.
Do you live near here, Margaret? Yes, I do. I'm Edward's next door neighbor.
4. You live in the city, don't you? Yes, I do. I live on Washington Street. 5.
Do you live here in the city?
No, I don't. I'm from out of town. 6. How long have you lived here, Henry? I've lived here for about 5 years. 7. How long has Mr. Green known you? He's known me for over 10 years. 8.
How long have you spoken English?
I've spoken English all my life. 9. Do you want to read this book? I've already read that book. 10.
Has John studied French very long?
He studied French for about 5 years. 11. Have you had breakfast already? Yes, I have. I had breakfast 2 hours ago. 12. Have you had lunch already? Yes, I have. I had lunch an hour ago. 13. You've had dinner already, haven't you? Yes, I have. I had dinner at 8 o'clock. 14. How long have you known Bill Jones? I've known him all my life. 15.
How long have you lived in New York?
I've lived in New York for over 10 years. Now, review the base sentences from Unit 8. Listen and repeat. What time did you used to get up last year? I used to wake up early and get up at 7 o'clock. I used to set my alarm clock for exactly 7 a.m. I never used to oversleep. I used to get dressed quickly every morning. I always used to leave for work at 8:30. I used to start working at 9 o'clock every day. I used to have lunch every day at the same time. I used to work until nearly 6 o'clock each day. I used to have dinner at 7:30 and go to bed early. My brother and I used to go a lot of places together. We used to go to the movies about once a week. We used to have a lot of interesting friends. My brother used to speak French to me all the time. I always always used to ask him a lot of questions. Now, review the base sentences from Unit 9. Listen and repeat. Where do you live? I live on Washington Street. What's your address? I live at 1203 Washington Street. I'm Mr. Smith's next door neighbor. You live here in the city, don't you? I'm from out of town. How long have you lived here? I've lived here for 5 years. He's known me for over 10 years. I've spoken English all my life. I've already read that book. Has he studied French very long? Have you had breakfast already? Yes, I had breakfast 2 hours ago. Now review the questions and answers. Listen and repeat. 1. Where do you live, Harry? I live on Washington Street. 2. What's your address, Edward? I live at 1203 Washington Street. 3.
Do you live near here, Margaret? Yes, I do. I'm Edward's next door neighbor.
4. You live in the city, don't you? Yes, I do. I live on Washington Street. 5.
Do you live here in the city?
No, I don't. I'm from out of town. 6. How long have you lived here, Henry? I've lived here for about 5 years. 7. How long has Mr. Green known you? He's known me for over 10 years. 8.
How long have you spoken English?
I've spoken English all my life. 9. Do you want to read this book? I've already read that book. 10.
Has John studied French very long?
He studied French for about 5 years. 11. Have you had breakfast already? Yes, I have. I had breakfast 2 hours ago. 12. Have you had lunch already? Yes, I have. I had lunch an hour ago. 13. You've had dinner already, haven't you? Yes, I have. I had dinner at 8 o'clock. 14. How long have you known Bill Jones? I've known him all my life. 15.
How long have you lived in New York?
I've lived in New York for over 10 years. This is the end of Tape 9A, Book 2, English 900. Book 2, Tape 9B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. Where do you live? Is it near here?
Where does she live? Is it near here?
Where does Helen live?
Is it near here? Now, repeat. Where do you live? Is it near here?
Where does she live? Is it near here?
Where does Helen live? Is it near here? 2. Listen. I live on Washington Street. Where do you live?
I live on Jones Boulevard. Where do you live?
I live on University Drive. Where do you live?
I live on Miller Lane. Where do you live?
I live on Magnolia Road. Where do you live?
I live on New York Avenue. Where do you live?
Now, repeat. I live on Washington Street. Where do you live?
I live on Jones Boulevard. Where do you live?
I live on University Drive. Where do you live?
I live on Miller Lane. Where do you live?
I live on Magnolia Road. Where do you live?
I live on New York Avenue. Where do you live?
3. Listen. What's your address? Do you live near here?
What's your home address? Do you live near here?
What's your street address? Do you live near here? Now, repeat. What's your address? Do you live near here?
What's your home address? Do you live near here?
What's your street address? Do you live near here? 4. Listen. I live at 1203 Washington Street. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 1502 Jones Boulevard. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 3995 University Drive. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 9601 Miller Lane. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 163 Magnolia Road. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 1600 New York Avenue. I live next door to Henry.
Now, repeat. I live at 1203 Washington Street. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 1502 Jones Boulevard. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 3995 University Drive. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 9601 Miller Lane. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 163 Magnolia Road. I live next door to Henry.
I live at 1600 New York Avenue. I live next door to Henry.
5. Listen. He's Mr. Smith's neighbor. They live on the same street.
He's Mr. Smith's neighbor. They live in the same block.
He's Mr. Smith's neighbor. They live in the same neighborhood. Now, repeat. He's Mr. Smith's neighbor. They live on the same street.
He's Mr. Smith's neighbor. They live in the same block.
He's Mr. Smith's neighbor. They live in the same neighborhood. 6. Listen. You live here in the city, don't you?
You live in the suburbs, don't you?
You live on the other side of the city, don't you?
You live in the country, don't you?
Now, repeat. You live here in the city, don't you?
You live in the suburbs, don't you?
You live on the other side of the city, don't you?
You live in the country, don't you?
7. Listen. I'm from out of town. I've lived here just a few days.
I'm from out of state. I've lived here just a few days.
I'm from another country. I've lived here just a few days. Now, repeat. I'm from out of town. I've lived here just a few days.
I'm from out of state. I've lived here just a few days.
I'm from another country. I've lived here just a few days. 8. Listen. How long have you lived here? Can you tell me?
How long has Helen lived here? Can you tell me?
How long has your friend lived here? Can you tell me? Now, repeat. How long have you lived here? Can you tell me?
How long has Helen lived here? Can you tell me?
How long has your friend lived here? Can you tell me? 9. Listen. I've lived here for 5 years.
Helen has lived here for 5 years.
She's lived here for 5 years.
He's lived here for 5 years.
We've lived here for 5 years.
They've lived here for 5 years.
You've lived here for 5 years. Now, repeat. I've lived here for 5 years.
Helen has lived here for 5 years.
She's lived here for 5 years.
He's lived here for 5 years.
We've lived here for 5 years.
They've lived here for 5 years.
You've lived here for 5 years. 10. Listen. Has he known you for about 10 years?
Has John known you for about 10 years?
Has she known you for about 10 years?
Has Helen known you for about 10 years?
Have Mr. and Mrs. Brown known you for about 10 years? Now, repeat. Has he known you for about 10 years?
Has John known you for about 10 years?
Has she known you for about 10 years?
Has Helen known you for about 10 years?
Have Mr. and Mrs. Brown known you for about 10 years? Eleven. Listen. I've spoken English all my life. Have you?
I've worked hard all my life. Have you?
I've studied all my life. Have you?
I've gone to bed early all my life. Have you?
I've gotten up early all my life. Have you?
I've been here all my life. Have you?
Now, repeat. I've spoken English all my life. Have you?
I've worked hard all my life. Have you?
I've studied all my life. Have you?
I've gone to bed early all my life. Have you?
I've gotten up early all my life. Have you?
I've been here all my life. Have you?
12. Listen. I've already read that book. I want to go to bed now.
I've already studied my lesson. I want to go to bed now.
I've already gone to the movies. I want to go to bed now.
I've already made some telephone calls. I want to go to bed now.
I've already done my work. I want to go to bed now. Now, repeat. I've already read that book. I want to go to bed now.
I've already studied my lesson. I want to go to bed now.
I've already gone to the movies. I want to go to bed now.
I've already made some telephone calls. I want to go to bed now.
I've already done my work. I want to go to bed now. 13. Listen. Has he studied French very long? Do you know?
Has he studied French very many years? Do you know?
Has he studied French quite a few years? Do you know?
Has he studied French all his life? Do you know?
Has he studied French since last year? Do you know? Now, repeat. Has he studied French very long? Do you know?
Has he studied French very many years? Do you know?
Has he studied French quite a few years? Do you know?
Has he studied French all his life? Do you know?
Has he studied French since last year? Do you know? 14. Listen. It's still very early in the morning. Have you had breakfast already?
It's still very early in the morning. Have they had breakfast already?
It's still very early in the morning. Has she had breakfast already?
It's still very early in the morning. Has he had breakfast already?
Now, repeat. It's still very early in the morning. Have you had breakfast already?
It's still very early in the morning. Have they had breakfast already?
It's still very early in the morning. Has she had breakfast already?
It's still very early in the morning. Has he had breakfast already?
15. Listen, I had breakfast 2 hours ago.
I woke up 2 hours ago.
I got up 2 hours ago.
I studied my lesson 2 hours ago.
I came home 2 hours ago. Now, repeat. I had breakfast 2 hours ago.
I woke up 2 hours ago.
I got up 2 hours ago.
I studied my lesson 2 hours ago.
I came home 2 hours ago. 16. Listen, I've worked hard every day for over 10 years.
I've awakened early every day for over 10 years.
I've gotten up late every day for over 10 years.
I've gone to bed late every day for over 10 years.
I've gone to the movies every day for over 10 years.
I've gotten dressed quickly every day for over 10 years.
Now, repeat. I've worked hard every day for over 10 years.
I've awakened early every day for over 10 years.
I've gotten up late every day for over 10 years.
I've gone to bed late every day for over 10 years.
I've gone to the movies every day for over 10 years.
I've gotten dressed quickly every day for over 10 years.
Now, repeat the following sentences. 17. I've lived here for over 5 years.
I've lived here for more than 5 years.
I've lived here for about 5 years.
I've lived here for nearly 5 years.
18.
I got up at 6 o'clock. I always get up at 6 a.m.
Have you always gotten up so early?
No, I haven't. Years ago, I used to get up much later.
Three. Listen. Hi, Bill. Have you had lunch already?
Yes, I have. I had lunch with Harry at 12:30.
I have to make some telephone calls. Please excuse me.
How many calls do you have to make?
I don't know exactly. Have you talked to George today?
Yes, I have. I talked to him about 10 o'clock this morning.
By the way, George is your next-door neighbor, isn't he?
No, he isn't. He lives on the other side of town.
Now, repeat. Hi, Bill. Have you had lunch already?
Yes, I have. I had lunch with Harry at 12:30.
I have to make some telephone calls. Please excuse me.
How many calls do you have to make?
I don't know exactly. Have you talked to George today?
Yes, I have. I talked to him about 10 o'clock this morning.
By the way, George is your next-door neighbor, isn't he?
No, he isn't. He lives on the other side of town.
Four. Listen. Do you live here in the city, Mr. Anderson?
No, I don't. I'm from out of town.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for about 5 or 6 days.
Where do you live, Mr. Anderson?
I live in New York.
Do you live in the city?
No, I don't. I live in the suburbs.
What's your street address?
I live at 1203 Washington Street.
How long have you spoken German?
I've spoken German all my life.
Now, repeat. Do you live here in the city, Mr. Anderson?
No, I don't. I'm from out of town.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for about 5 or 6 days.
Where do you live, Mr. Anderson?
I live in New York.
Do you live in the city?
No, I don't. I live in the suburbs.
What's your street address?
I live at 1203 Washington Street.
How long have you spoken German?
I've spoken German all my life.
5. Listen. I got up early this morning and had breakfast at 7 a.m.
I haven't had breakfast yet.
After breakfast, I studied my lesson.
I haven't studied my lesson yet.
I talked with Mr. Green for about an hour this morning.
I haven't talked with him yet.
I've lived here for 10 years.
I haven't lived here that long yet.
I've known Helen for more than 5 years.
I haven't known Helen very long.
Now, repeat. I got up early this morning and had breakfast at 7 a.m.
I haven't had breakfast yet.
After breakfast, I studied my lesson.
I haven't studied my lesson yet.
I talked with Mr. Green for about an hour this morning.
I haven't talked with him yet.
I've lived here for 10 years.
I haven't lived here that long yet.
I've known Helen for more than 5 years.
I haven't known Helen very long.
6. Listen. Mr. Smith and I are neighbors. We live on the same street.
You've lived there many years, haven't you?
Yes. I've lived in the same block for more than 10 years.
Has Mr. Smith lived there very long?
Yes, he has. I think he's lived there all his life.
You've known Mr. Smith for quite a few years.
Where do you live, Henry?
I live on Miller Lane. I've lived there just 6 months.
Where did you used to live?
I used to live in the country. We had a country house.
Now, repeat. Mr. Smith and I are neighbors. We live on the same street.
You've lived there many years, haven't you?
Yes, I've lived in the same block for more than 10 years.
Has Mr. Smith lived there very long?
Yes, he has. I think he's lived there all his life.
You've known Mr. Smith for quite a few years.
Where do you live, Henry?
I live on Miller Lane. I've lived there just 6 months.
Where did you used to live?
I used to live in the country. We had a country house.
Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat.
Do you speak English?
Yes, I speak English. I've spoken English all my life.
Do you work hard?
Yes, I work hard. I've worked hard all my life.
Does he study?
Yes, he studies. He studied all his life.
Does she go to bed early?
Yes, she goes to bed early. She's gone to bed early all her life.
Do they get up early?
Yes, they get up early. They've gotten up early all their lives.
Are they here?
Yes, they're here. They've been here all their lives.
Do you live on Washington Street?
Yes, I live on Washington Street. I've lived on Washington Street all my life.
Does John know you?
Yes, John knows me. He's known me all my life.
Does he get dressed quickly?
Yes, he gets dressed quickly. He's gotten dressed quickly all his life.
Do you go to movies?
Yes, I go to movies. I've gone to movies all my life. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. I live on Washington Street.
Mr. Smith lives at 1203 Washington Street.
My brother lives on Jones Boulevard.
My father and mother live on University Drive.
Do you live at 9601 Miller Lane?
I go to the movies every week.
You live here in the city, don't you?
Are you going to the restaurant?
Yes, I'm going to the restaurant on Washington Street.
How long have you lived in New York?
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. I don't live on Jones Boulevard.
He doesn't live on University Drive.
They don't live at 1203 Washington Street.
He's not Mr. Smith's neighbor.
They don't live on the same street.
She doesn't work hard every day.
He doesn't live next door to John Smith.
I don't get dressed quickly.
Exercise 4. Change to questions. Listen and repeat. Have you already studied that lesson?
Have they already gone to bed?
Has Han known you for about 10 years?
Has he studied French all his life?
Have I gotten dressed quickly this morning?
Have I lived here for 5 years?
Has Han been here just a few days?
Has Mr. Smith had breakfast already?
This is the end of Tape 9C, Book 2, English 900.
بیت شماره 9 توجه فرمایید. ادرس یعنی آدرس یا نشانی. Another دیگری یا یکی دیگر. بلاک یک رشته ساختمون رو میگن. بولوارد بولوار. کانتری کشور معنی دهکده میده. درایو راندن و به معنی جاده نیز هم. هیز مخفف هی هز هستش به معنی او دارد. آورز ساعت ها جمع آور هست. آیو مخفف آی هف من دارم. لین کوچه. لایف زندگی. لانگ دراز یا طویل. نیبر همسایه. نیبرهود همسایگی. اوور حرف اضافه است، بالای بالا. رود جاده. شیز مخفف شی هست، او دارد. ساید پهلو یا کنار. سینز از آنجایی که یا به معنی از که با مبدأ زمان میاد. به عنوان مثال سینز 1974 از سال 1974. استریت خیابان. سابرز حومه ها. دیو مخفف دی هاو آنها دارن. ویو مخفف وی هاو ما داریم. یوو مخفف یو هاو شما دارید. افعالی که در این بخش مورد استفاده قرار گرفتن: awaken بیدار کردن یا بیدار شدن. awaken سوم شخص مفرد زمان حال ساده، بیدار می کند. awakening بیدار کردن یا بیدار شدن. awakened با قاعده است و در گذشته و اسم مفعول پسوند ایدی می گیره. awakened زمان گذشته و اسم مفعول awaken هست. بی بودن که شامل am, is, are هست. am به عنوان مثال I am من هستم. she is او هست. we are ما هستیم. you are شما هستید. they are آنها هستند. being بودن. was و were گذشته این فعل هست. I was من بودم. you were تو بودی. he was او بود. we were ما بودیم. you were شما بودید. they were آنها بودند. که اسم مفعول فعل بی میشه بین، چون بی قاعده است یعنی بوده. کام آمدن. کامز می آید. کامینگ آمدن. کیم گذشته این فعل است و بی قاعده است. کام اسم مفعولشه و زمان حال و اسم مفعولشون از نظر دیکته و تلفظ یکی است. دو انجام دادن. داز انجام می دهد. doing انجام دادن. did انجام دادن زمان گذشته. past که در داخل فرانسیس به صورت p نوشته شده. done اسم مفعول هستش، انجام داده در داخل فرانسیس به صورت p و part که خلاصه شده past participle هست، یعنی اسم مفعول. go رفتن. goes می رود. going رفتن. went گذشته است. gone اسم مفعولش میشه که بی قاعده هستن. get dressed پوشیدن. get dressed میپوشد. getting dressed لباس پوشیدن. got dressed گذشته شه که بی قاعده است. اسم مفعولش میشه gotten dressed. get up بلند شدن یا برخواستن از خواب. gets up برمیخیزد. getting up برخواستن. got off بی قاعده است گذشتش میشه. gotten off اسم مفعوله. have داشتن یا خوردن سوم شخص مفرد به صورت has. he has, she has, it has او دارد. having داشتن. had گذشتشه که به صورت بی قاعده است، چون گفتیم افعالی که پسوند ایدی در زمان گذشته و اسم مفعول میگیرن با قاعده هستن و افعالی که پسوند ایدی نمیگیرن بی قاعده محسوب میشن. نو دانستن یا شناختن. نوز میشناسد. نوینگ شناختن یا دانستن. نیو گذشتشه. نون اسم مفعول که هر دو به صورت بی قاعده هستن. لیو زندگی کردن. لیوز زندگی میکند. لیوینگ زندگی کردن فعل با قاعده است، گذشتش و اسم مفعولش میشه lived. make ساختن. makes میسازد. making ساختن که گذشته و اسم مفعولش made هست. read خواندن. ریتز میخواند. ریدینگ خواندن گذشته و اسم مفعولش تلفظش میشه رد، که دیکتشون در هم در حال هم در گذشته هر سه به یک صورت نوشته میشه ولی تلفظ فرق میکنه. سپیک صحبت کردن یا حرف زدن، سپیکس حرف میزند، سپیکینگ حرف زدن، گذشتش سپوک، اسم مفعولش سپوکن. استادی مطالعه کردن، استادیز مطالعه میکند، که ما گفتیم کلمات که به وای ختم میشن اگر قبل از وای حرف بی صدا وجود داشته باشه وای تبدیل میشه به آی ایس در سوم شخص مفرد و اگر زمانش حال باشه. استادینگ مطالعه کردن، استادید مطالعه کردن زمان گذشته است که فعل باقاعده است و پسوند ایدی گرفته و اینجا وای تبدیل به آی شده چون قبل از وای حرف دی که بی صدا هست وجود داشت. ورک کار کردن، ورکس کار میکند، ورکینگ کار کردن، ورکت به صورت زمان گذشته و اسم مفعولش هست که باقاعده است. اکسپرشن، اصطلاحاتی که در این بخش مورد استفاده قرار گرفتن، دو ورک کار کردن یا انجام دادن، نکست دور همسایه پهلویی، آوت آف استیت ایالت دیگر، مقصود اینجا خارج از ایالت یعنی ایالت دیگر، آوت حالت منفی میده به عبارت، آوت آف تاون مقصود خارج از شهر یعنی هومه، یونیت شماره 9 asking about addresses پرسش درباره آدرس ها، where do you live کجا زندگی میکنی، I live on Washington Street من در خیابون واشنگتن زندگی میکنم، What's your address آدرست چیه، I live at 1203 Washington Street من زندگی میکنم در خیابون شماره 1203 واشنگتن، I'm Mr. Smith next door neighbor من همسایه پهلوی آقای اسمیت هستم، You live here in the city don't you شما در اینجا در شهر زندگی میکنید آیا اینطور نیست، I'm from out of town من خارج از شهر زندگی میکنم، من در حومه شهر زندگی میکنم، How long have you lived here چه مدت اینجا زندگی کرده ای، I've lived here for 5 years 5 سال اینجا زندگی کردم، He's known me for over 10 years او بیش از 10 ساله که منو میشناسه، I've spoken English all my life تمام مدت زندگیم رو انگلیسی صحبت کردم، I've already read that book قبلا من اون کتاب را خواندم، Has he studied French very long آیا اون مدت مدیدی است که فرانسه مطالعه کرده است، Have you had breakfast already آیا قبلا صبحانه خورده ای، Yes I had breakfast 2 hours ago من 2 ساعت پیش صبحانه خوردم، Reading practice تمرین قرائت، توماس آندرسون، My name is Anderson and I've been here just a few days اسم من آندرسونه و من فقط چند روز در اینجا بودم، I'm from out of town من اهل اینجا نیستم یا من در حومه زندگی میکنم، I have several friends here in this city and I've come to visit them من چند تا دوست در این شهر دارم و اومدم که اونا رو ببینم، ملاقات کنم. Actually, I used to live in this city many years ago. در واقع من سالهای زیادی در این شهر زندگی کردم. I was born here and my wife was born in a little town near here. من در اینجا متولد شدم و همسرم در یک شهر کوچکی نزدیک اینجا متولد شد. We both went to school here and had many friends here ما هر دو در اینجا به مدرسه می رفتیم و دوستان زیادی اینجا داشتیم We've lived in New York for more than 15 years ما در نیویورک بیش از 15 سال زندگی کردیم We live in the suburbs and I work in the city ما در حومه زندگی می کنیم و من در شهر کار می کنم I have to get up early every day to go to work من مجبورم هر روز زود از خواب بیدار بشم بلند بشم به منظور اینکه به سر کار برم I work from 9 o'clock in the morning until a later after 6 o'clock in the evening من کار میکنم از ساعت 9 صبح تا یک کمی بعد از 6 در شب My wife doesn't work. همسرم کار نمی کنه. I've always gotten up early and gone to bed late. من همیشه زود از خواب بلند شدم و دیر به رخت خواب رفتم. I've worked hard all my life. من تمام زندگیم رو خیلی سخت کار کردم. زیاد کار کردم. My wife and I speak several languages. من و همسرم به چند زبان صحبت میکنیم. She speaks French extremely well. او فرانسه رو کاملا خوب صحبت میکنه. بی نهایت خوب صحبت میکنه. She's spoken French for many years. او چندین سال فرانسه صحبت کرده. I speak German and a little Spanish. من آلمانی صحبت میکنم و کمی هم اسپانیایی. I've spoken German all my life. تمام مدت زندگیم آلمانی صحبت کردم.